Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, we have a really important offer for you here from Noble Gold. They want to give you free information, have you evaluate it, and realize time is of the essence. They're preparing to take over all finances, eliminate all financial transactions that are private. Noble Gold wants to help you with this. They want to put your finances under your control, not the banks, because under Dodd-Frank, they can take it from you. That's Dodd-Frank 2010. So get your retirement out of the bank. Get it under your control and back it up with gold. Secondly, they can do the same thing for your bank account. You're saying, well, gee, maybe I should take a look at this. Yes, you should. I've been a customer for 5 years. That's why I can give this warning from the FTC in good conscience. They want me to tell you that all investments carry an inherent risk and there's no guarantees. We agree with the warning. The bigger warning should be, though, every time someone walks into a bank, they should be handed a piece of paper that says, danger, this bank can keep your money if things get bad enough for them. Dodd-Frank 2010. So please, please, please be aware of this. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I can send you this free information packet, and you're saying, wow, free? No obligation? No obligation. No one's going to bug you. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Now, remember, I've been a customer for 5 years. If you want to follow in my footsteps and protect your nest egg, you can call them directly. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Tell them that Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show told you to call. Let me tell you, right now, folks, time is short. You've really got to move on this. Our guest today is Dr. Sherry Edwards. We're going to talk about bioacoustics and also the PayPal scandal. Oh, yes, we're going to revisit that again. My gosh, folks, they never stop finding ways to take advantage of the average person now, do they? You're going to enjoy this show. Buckle up. Here we go. Dr. Sherry Edwards. Welcome to our guest segment here on The Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. As you know, we like to be the group that saves, or unenslaves America, right? But we need your help. So please share. Please share this information. We need all hands on deck. So please do that. We have with us Sherry Edwards, bioacoustic analysis, knowing about people through their voice frequencies. And frequencies are all the rage, people. I just did an interview with Dr. Anna Mihacic, and you heard that here. And Dr. Anna and I talked about, we know about spike proteins, we know interaction effect with your immune system, with the vaccines, we know all that, but we focused on the mental parts of it. And Sherry may hit some of this today. The COVID vaccine interacting with frequencies can affect your mental health. Not just your physical health, but also your mental health and your emotions. And so we're getting a lot of crossover of information here from experts that are saying a lot of the same things. We're truly living under absolute evil. But with Sherry, we're going to talk about COVID-23. She's providing a service where you can have a voice check done to analyze where you're at with regard to the COVID. And then we're going to talk about something going on with PayPal. I've mentioned this briefly before on YouTube with regard to my friend and colleague, Bob Griswold. And Sherry has been caught up in this now. And there's a third person who asked me not to use their name yet, but they have $18,000 involved that's been stolen by PayPal. Oh, stolen. No, they just won't give it back to them. Okay, we can't call it stolen. So anyway, welcome to the show. And Sherry, glad you could join us here. I know it's been a real difficult time for you and your family dealing with all this criminality. We'll get to that in a minute. But bioacoustic analysis, as Sherry and I have talked about many times, is the way to be a truth detector, tell things about personality, tell things about health, tell things about motivations. And we're going to hit all that here. So Sherry, welcome. And what do you want to start with? How about COVID-23?
Well, first I want to honored to be here and honored to be with you and what you're doing. I've been following you and what you're exposing, and I'm just happy to be a part of that.
No, we're happy to have you be a part of that because we need your participation. Our future show, I've asked Sherry, we're gonna look at the top officials in Hawaii, and also let's look at Oprah and The Rock Okay, and let's look at them, and we're going to try to get some truth out of these people. Now, you know, I've caught the governor of Hawaii in multiple lies, but we're going to put a little science to this too. Okay, so we'll be doing that in a future show. Won't be too far in the future, but let's do start with COVID-23. What does your research from bioacoustic analysis tell you about what we're coming up against?
Well, let's start with COVID in December of 2019 when we announced antidotes. We announced what was going to happen. We announced that it was most likely man-made. It was glutathione. It was immune system. It was circulation. It was zinc. It was everything that was going to stall your heart and your circulation and your life force. And it's taken the public 2 or 3 years to catch up with us. But what we were saying was real and proven. It's now talked about. So I decided when this next threat came up and I could see that they were going to really push this for young people. And that's where they're doing their advertising. And I've been looking at, they've been trying to force schools to make kids take this vaccine. So I began to look at it and I sent you a graph of this. So based on the COVID-23, there is a name for it, PIVOLA.
Pavola, yeah, exactly.
And what is happening with it, and I use the same techniques that we did in 2019, and I was absolutely appalled at what was going on because what it looks like is an anti-fertility campaign. So it deals with estrogen, estrogen receptors, follicle stimulating hormones, gonadotropin, all the things that would sustain fertility of pregnancy. And so then I understood why they were attacking the younger people and trying to say, you have to get this. If you want to go to school, if you want a job, you have to do this. And the universities are joining right in and making even high schools demand that kids get this vaccine, sort of in quotes, vaccine, before they can attend school. But just like they couldn't get rid of us all with the COVID-19, or as many as they wanted, although they've gotten rid of a lot of us. Have you read any of these autopsy reports? They are so scary.
Yes, I have been, yes.
So I decided I'm going to give this to the public. It took us months to decode all of these different strains. And my livelihood depends on being able to share this and share people's vocal prints. But I put that all aside and said, this is life threatening. We need to let the people know that this shot is an infertility shot, scaring the young people into taking it so that there won't be any next generation. And no matter what I have to do, I need to get this out to the public. I wrote an article and it's being published in Masters of Health magazine in the October issue. I sent you a pre-copy of it and all of the information about what is in those vaccines when I took it apart by frequency. And what we've proven in the last 40 years is that as we give people frequencies, like music, we can control their lives. We can control their heartbeat. We can control their muscle strength. So we're somewhat like robots, and I've written an article about that also, that we can be controlled through frequency and by frequencies of what went on before now. So they're looking at all of these old frequencies, the flu, Yersinia pestis, even, California flu, they threw it all in here. And this is how they're making all of this new, in quotes, vaccine that, according to Mike Adams, has never, ever been tested on humans.
No,
He
it
says
hasn't.
it's been tested on 8 mice, and
That's
that's it.
correct. Mike is absolutely
People
correct.
deserve better than this. And they deserve to know the truth of what is going on, no matter what it costs me. like you're in here talking about all of this corruption, and it's got to be costing you in your show, in your safety, in your bank account. And I'm being attacked also in this way for giving out this information. But I want to provide tools to people who are being attacked. It may be very egotistical of me, but I feel like I'm being attacked much like Trump is being attacked, and all of his friends and his colleagues, they're going after everything, his bank account, his reputation. I'm being attacked in the same kind of way, but I'm not going to stop. We talked on the show a long time ago about the people who had filed patents on my work, MIT, Mayo Clinic, I think Carnegie Mellon is one of them. And I said, as long as you're filing these patents and you intend to rip off people doing this, I know one doctor that charges $2,500 to see people and do a bioacoustic evaluation of them. And it's for heel spurs. And we can do it for about $300, the same kind of thing. So they're ripping people off, and we want to train people to do it. And I said, as long as your ripping plan is to rip people off, I'm going to give it away. I'd like to tell a short story about Gwen Olson.
Okay.
She's been on our radio show many times. We've talked about it. And she was a drug salesman, I think for GlaxoSmithKline. And she was so good at it, they decided to put her in charge of training. And the first thing they tried to ram down her throat was, you must make these doctors give these newborns vaccines on the very first day of life, because that guarantees us a patient for life, money, income. We make them sick the first day of their life, we're guaranteed an income for the rest of their life. And she was appalled.
Mm-hmm.
She quit the job. She wrote a book. I think it's called Prescriptions from a Legitimate Drug Pusher. Of course, they fired her. She's in hiding now. But she says that's what's going on right now with these vaccines. They're trying to make people sick as a money option, a flow of money to them when people are sick. I think it's more than that. I think sick people can't fight, and they don't want anybody thinking or fighting against what they're trying to ram down your throat.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I can't
so
agree with you
I'm
more.
That's where I'm coming from. We have a workstation for people. It's called soundhealthportal.com, and they can go there. And on the first page, it said, leave us a vocal, Brent, and you can choose the template COVID-23 and see if you have been exposed. And the article that I sent to you that you can put up on the site gives people some options, because everything that I've read, I just recently read a book called Infected. It doesn't say anything that we didn't say in 2019. It's nothing new about what's going on and how to protect yourself. So we want to give the tools and the information, and we want to educate people to do this for themselves. More than anything else, education is going to make it so we have health protection. We're always going to need some kind of health support. And it's going to come a time, and we've done a lot of predictions on this show, it's going to come a time when they're going to say, you vote this way or you don't get your insulin.
That's
you
right.
Vote this way or you don't get any Enfamil for your kid as a formula. It's going to happen. We need to educate ourselves, and that's what we've put up on the Sound Health Portal. There's tutorials there. They can learn to do this for themselves. They can do their vocal prints every day and see what's happening. It's free for the first 2 weeks or so, and then it's like $20 a month for people to monitor themselves. A lot of people are giving a lot of time for this so people can help themselves.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Soundhealthportal.com, and you can check yourself. Okay, what do we know about the COVID? You said it's attacking fertility.
Oh, this is the COVID-23 that they can check themselves against. It's the new COVID that they're trying to force
Correct.
everybody and the school kids get these shots, and they're
Yeah.
back to the lies about masks and what's happening. When you look at the frequencies associated with it, it is follicle stimulating hormone, which has to do with ovulation. It's everything that deals with getting pregnant, gonadotropin, estrogen receptors, the heart, three things in the heart. And the list that I gave you is also up on the website so people can check themselves. And if they have digital generators, they can feed themselves the antidotes. And if they want to get in touch with me about it, or if people want to have a class, please get in touch and we'll just put a class together for people. But most of the information is already there on the Sound Health portal. When you see that the frequencies for Yersinia, the old plague that killed so many people in Europe, Yersinia pestis is one of the frequencies in this new COVID-23 insulin. Disturbing insulin is in there, disturbing sulfur, which is very instrumental in helping people fight off any kind of invading pathogens. Now, there's something that we've talked about, and I feel like I'm just rambling on here. We've talked about something called nutrabiotic grapefruit seed extract. And nutrabiotic is the best brand, I think, my opinion. And when people take it as an oil, it tastes terrible, or as pills, it doesn't allow any incoming pathogen to connect to the cell. So it's not the gene, it's not the pathogen that causes you the problem. The gene comes into the body, you're exposed to it like measles, and it sets up housekeeping on your cells, and it's their byproducts that make you sick. So if we can keep
What do you mean by byproducts? Can you be more specific?
The gene sets up housekeeping, and it's what they it's a byproduct of their metabolism that makes you sick. Like when you get exposed to measles, it's like 3 to 10 days before you break out in the spots and all that. So it's not the gene that's making you sick, it's the byproducts once they
Right.
set up housekeeping. So this grapefruit seed extract doesn't allow the incoming virus or pathogen to connect to the cell. It just gets flushed out of the body. Now, the first few days you take this, you probably would get diarrhea, and that's all the flushing that's going on. So for to me, if you already have the flu, and there's a lot of other things out there, they're talking about hydroxychloroquine or something and ivermectin and all that, that's once you have it. But just keep your body safe so that no pathogen is allowed to connect to your cells and set up housekeeping. Because if you look at the numbers, just go in and look at this article. It's going to be in magazine in October. And also we're putting it up on our site. Go look at these frequencies and see what it's affecting. Mainly infertility, some blood pressure, some heart muscle inflammation. It's attacking the cornea of the eye all by frequency. And over the years here, we've already proven that we can influence someone's body by using frequency. It's like you take your car to the shop and they plug it into electricity and they say, oh, it's your alternator. Oh, it's your battery.
Okay.
From your voice, we can do the same thing. And that's what we want to pass on to everyone and teach everyone to use so that they can have this in their household under their own authority and they can work with it so that nobody else can come in and ruin their lives by ruining their health.
All right. I
I
think it
feel like
sounds like a good plan. It's a good public service. I saw a chart today that showed that the flu used to infect like 25 million, 35 million people a year, had all these rates by year. And now it's like less than 1% of flu is being diagnosed. Is it safe to assume they're really, really, it's it, the it, COVID is the flu?
Yeah, they're just calling it something else.
Okay.
A big thing is to look at these people doing autopsies and look at how many people are dying in a very young age, and the media, it really isn't.
Yeah, I'm making myself a note here.
Yeah, this is a kill-off thing.
Yeah, I would say this. I talked to an insurance actuary, and this is not a well-guarded secret. They want to keep it under the radar, but it's not well-guarded. 47% of the death benefits being paid out right now by life insurance companies are being paid to people who are dying in excess of 10 years before their expected lifespan would expire. So we're 47% people. That's almost half the deaths in the country are probably related in some way to either taking the vaccine or being exposed to the shedding coming from the vaccine. Have you taken a look at shedding at all?
Yes, we have, and it's just as detrimental. We have a program that can look at that when you go to the Sound Health portal, and it's way down at the bottom of the first page, and it's called Subsequent Factors. And we've combined all the databases that we think the flu has influenced. Fatigue, immune, repair, stem cells, they're all in there. So just request, I want my voice run through subsequent factors, and it will send you back a report and tell you if there's been damage from having COVID, from having the shots, from being around people who had COVID. It's all there.
Okay. I find that to be very interesting. Let's go to something else. You're having trouble with PayPal.
Yes,
what can you tell us?
Okay. When I started on your show, there was a little bit of interference in us getting our internet and whatever. But in the last 2 years, we've had many people come into this office and cause problems with theft and that kind of thing, a reputation. And we had somebody come in, and she was stealing through our credit card. She's been indicted. And we started checking at the bank and what was going on, and they weren't checking any of it. They were allowing her to spend hundreds of dollars as Victoria's Secrets and thousands of dollars at Walmart without notifying us at all. And they're supposed to be watching what's going on with our credit card. And the only thing we use that for was to mail out packages. And so $10 was a big expense. And all of a sudden there were thousands of dollars of expenses. And we started looking, and the bank was allowing this to happen. And we decided we'll go to another bank because they're just not taking care of what they should. And when we started to transfer all our accounts, we found a PayPal account that had $31,000 some dollars in it. And we tried to transfer that to our new bank. And they said, you can't do that. You have to set up a checking account with us.
What?
Before you can spend that money.
Yeah, whoa. How can they dictate that to you? It's your money.
That's right. But they would not transfer it. They said, actually, the money's not there. And I had already printed out everything. I knew the money was there. I could see it. And it was on our account. You know, you open up your bank account and it says you have this much in PayPal and you have this much in your bank account and blah, blah, blah. So we started digging in what was going on. Nobody at PayPal would tell us anything. They wouldn't allow it to transfer it. They told us we had to set up a checking account with them, which means they're controlling our money. And we said, we have a bank account. We don't need this. And at the same time, all this money was going out to this woman who had our credit card. So we were getting pretty desperate for what was going on. And they wouldn't tell us anything. They did tell us that there's another bank account associated with your PayPal, and that's where your money's going. But they won't tell us where this other bank account is or what it is. We have the police involved now, but it's pretty obvious that they want to control money. Not only do they want to control the internet and the telephones and where we go and how many miles we can drive and what kind of vaccines, but now they've dropped into controlling my money, but the company's money, really. And we're not getting any help.
Wow.
In what is going on.
It's amazing. Well, it's a lot like Bob's story. Bob Griswold called PayPal and says, okay, what's the deal? I can't pay my bills. You have my money locked up. What's going on? Well, we want to see if you violated terms of service. He didn't. 5 years ago, PayPal said, we're not comfortable with you selling X, Y, and Z as part of your readymaderesources.com site. And he said, okay, we won't. We'll make sure PayPal is not an option on checkout for these items. Nothing changed. No notification. Now they're holding his money. How long will this take? Oh, 2 to 3 months. What? What if I just want to close my account? 6 months to get your money back. And he said, I see. So if you do this to thousands of people, you get tens of millions of dollars of free money on loan for you to use and make money on. And Sherry, this is in part what they're doing, but they're breaking the law. Have you involved anyone from law enforcement?
Yes, our local police are involved. And I'm pretty sure our bank and PayPal are in cahoots, because mm-hmm. now that bank won't even allow us to have an online account. They said everything you do with this bank has to be in person. We can't allow you to do anything online.
And why is that? What reason did they give?
They won't. Well, we talked to them last Thursday and they said, we'll get right back to you. And we still have not heard back from them about why we can't have an online account. Now, we've been with this bank in three generations. My parents, my daughter, and I all bank at this bank. No more. We began investigating. We found a forensic accountant. They let checks go through our bank with no signature.
Let
checks go through that were forged. And that woman's been charged. So the bank is going along with what's going on here.
So, Sherry, let me stop you. You're saying the banks are complicit with this fraud?
It really looks like they are. I can't prove anything, but why would they say we can no longer have a bank account online with them? It just doesn't make any sense. Who in this day and age wants to drive? And this bank is 17 miles away. We don't want to drive there every day to do deposits or whatever. And how can we have a business where people can't pay us electronically? So I just feel like we're being attacked.
Yeah, they want your money, but they don't want your business. That's what I'm hearing here. Man,
yes.
That's incredible. What does the police say about the conduct of your bank?
Well, I just talked to the police this morning. And he's preparing a subpoena for that bank because they allowed people to drive up to the drive-through window with one of our checks that was forged. And they won't give him information about that. So at that bank, the bank alone, we got taken for $23,000 and then PayPal $31,000. So it's a miracle we're still here and still alive.
Wow. That's over $50,000.
Yes, and the only reason we can still be here and still serve the public is because we broke open our burial account and used that money to keep the business alive. This is so important that people get this information because they're being attacked. You know, I want to make a statement about people voting for Trump. It's not really about Trump. It's about what Trump stands for, and he stands for the rights of the people. And I feel like I'm right there in his bailiwick of, I feel like this is the rights of the people to have the information to protect their own health, because their health is being attacked from every which direction. That's why we do these free classes for people. We have these free vocal evaluations. People have a right to know how to protect themselves. And this administration is doing everything they can to keep people in the dark and feed them a lot of mushroom food. I should say that in a different way.
No, I got it. I know what you're saying. Okay. that's funny. Okay. I this is incredible. Have you tried to involve the bank regulators?
I have not. If people know how I can do that, we did have an attorney come forward and help us because this bank told us, oh, we don't pay forged checks. And I looked it up online and they certainly do and they have to. But a lawyer came forward and is helping us do the affidavits. I'm hoping they know who to get in touch with. And if anybody out there knows the law or knows what we can do, please let me know. Just Sherry, Sharry, on air at gmail.com. You know, we've lost a lot of money. And this bank, when I tried to talk to them about, oh, here's the worst part. The credit card companies that this woman bought stuff from, the credit card companies have agreed to give us back that money because she signed my name. She took my identity. But they want to give it back through the bank. And these credit card companies sent us all these letters. We're giving you back this $1,000 and this $500. And I called the bank and I said, where's this money going? We left one little account open. So if money comes back in, you can put money in it. She said, oh, no, we're keeping that money.
Keeping it. In other words, the refunds are being kept by the bank?
Yes. And I said, at worst, you should give the money back to the vendors that she stole it from. But it's really my money because we paid for it. The bank held us responsible for over $23,000 worth of charges on this card in about a month and a half.
All right, Sherry, it's time now to name names. What's the name of the bank?
Vinton County National Bank.
Vinton?
Yes.
Wow.
And I said to this woman, why, if the credit card companies, Walmart was a big one where she spent a lot of money. Walmart has agreed to give the money back, but they're doing it through the bank. And I said, why does the bank get to keep that money? She said, oh, well, you have to get your money from the police. I said, how naive are you? The police don't have our money. And they said, we'll get back to you. But something is very wrong there. They also said, oh, we don't pay for forged checks. And that was a total lie. So make your bank accountable for what's going on. If nothing else, I want to tell people how this happened to me so it doesn't happen to them. And here's another really bad thing that I don't know how to account for. Most everyone who's been doing this to us, forging checks, taking money, they have been IRS preparers.
All in other words, the criminals who've been stealing from you work for the IRS.
Well, I don't know that they work for the IRS themselves, but I know that they all have backgrounds as tax preparers.
That's kind of hard to get your mind around that. Where do you think that leads?
Well, I keep saying, why me? What's wrong with me that they would be able to do that? And it certainly looks like a concerted effort because they all use the same kind of ploys. They know I have a soft spot for children. The last one that did this said, we paid her at the end of the week and she called me over the weekend and said, you have to give me more money. I need to buy my kids school clothes. And she hounded me over the weekend. And she had just written a $428 forged check on the Thursday before she started hounding me. So they all came at me about their children. And their children need this and their children need that. It's all the same story. And it's all concerted, the same effort. They use all the same ploys. You know, and it's not just the money they took. It's we had to hire people to fix everything. We had to go through the excruciating pain of not being able to use a checking account for a month. When this woman said to me, I said, I can't pay you because this other woman stole all the money and they shut down the bank account. She said, oh, just pay me out of your personal account. And she had already written forged checks on the closed account. So it's the same ploy. They're all using the same story, my weaknesses of giving everything I can for children and taking money behind me, my back, keeping me in the dark, telling me, well, one of them said, oh, look at this person. They forged your name here. Probably so I wouldn't look at what they were doing. But think about that. What does the IRS have on all of these people that they could get them to attack me financially and shut me down just because I happen to trust people and love kids? It's the same story from all of them. I can see you're really perplexed.
I'm almost speechless here. You make it sound like the bank is criminally compliant with these criminal activities. They're certainly engaged, in my opinion, of illegal behavior of hanging onto your money, which they're also doing to Bob Griswold and some other unnamed person I know.
So they're going after your friends. They're going after your supporters.
Oh, well, I hadn't thought about that.
I am one of your staunch reporters in what you're doing.
Oh, boy. You just hit me with this. You caught me off guard, but I think you might be right. Bob and I have been together, my gosh, probably for 10 years. Wow. I hadn't thought, are they going after my network?
Looks like it. Look, when we tried to talk last night about what we wanted to do for the show, the whole Skype was garbled. I couldn't hear you. You couldn't hear me.
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
So they're going after your network, your internet. I don't know if they've attacked your accounts. You probably have them protected so they can't.
Yeah.
But I wasn't smart enough. And we need to help people know what's going on with their accounts.
I'm going to read this to you, Sherry. Hang on a second here. I'm going to pull this up here. And hopefully I can come right to this very quickly. This is from Dr. Anna Mihacek. Okay, here's what Dr. Anna sent to me yesterday afternoon. We did a really revealing interview. Remember though, I talked about mental health being affected with frequencies? This was what Dr. Anna and I talked about. Hi, Dave. I posted a link to our interview on my Substack, and today I got a couple of replies that after 8 minutes, it shuts off. People really like it, but I'm wondering if there's anything on your side that can be done. So I went to my technical person, and you know, we're on three networks, soon to be four, and the various outlets that they cover, radio stations and so forth. We got a podcast, run all the podcast services. And we also have a TV show. So I went through, and so did my aide, and we listened to after the 8 minute mark, and we couldn't find one instance for one outlet, Sherry, where the recording wasn't in full for the full 55 minutes. Yet here, this happens to her. So yeah, you're right. We are being manipulated. Let me tell you something else happened too. And this has anything to do with frequencies and stuff like this, but Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, I got a message. What a clown show this was. Guy puts out a message and says, Hobbs being removed as governor, blah, 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 blah. Okay. I knew it wasn't true. And so as it turns out, she left the state. Now, her activities are illegal. She's negotiating trade deals with foreign governments. She can't do that. Not as a governor of a state. That's a federal activity. But anyway, she's out doing that. So when she leaves the state, she has to appoint someone to run the state, you know, temporarily. So it's basically, you know, temporary governor. And in this case, it happened to be Treasury Secretary Kimberly Yee. And Kimberly had a great message. I won't go into her politics, but she's funny. But she took command until Hobbs returns in short order. Now, this was reported all over that Hobbs has been replaced as governor. Okay. In fact, you know how stories will come up, you can only read part of the title and you assume. Let me read to you what came up here in Newsweek. Hang on here. Let me get this back up here. I'm just going to read what you can see on Newsweek. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs steps down, comma, leaving, dot, dot, dot. Okay. There's no scandal here. None. But it's being sold superficially as a scandal. You have to click this on and read it to figure out that there's nothing unusual about this. So someone tried to fool me 2 days ago on this, that this was going to happen. Oh, she's being removed for cartel activity. And it was all this other stuff they said. And I found out, Sherry, that was just a bunch of crap. That was just a bunch of nonsense that was not true. And so here they're trying to catch us in a psyop. So if we go out and report this as fact, all right, now I did a YouTube short on this. I put this up about an hour ago. Let's see if I can't locate this here. And I'll read to you my response. Okay. Here it is. CSS Today. Biden's new acts of... wrong one. That was our menu for today. Here it is. I entitled this, Don't Fall for This PSYOP Regarding Arizona's Governor. So that's the last thing we've published so far. And so what I basically said was that Katie Hobbs, nothing unusual, leaves the state. She has to appoint a replacement, but it's being sold. She's been removed from office, and they're trying to make us look bad by false reporting. This is a PSYOP. And so what I'm saying here is that you're going through it. I'm going through it. I got to give this some thought. If someone else pops up in my inner circle that has trouble with the PayPal, I'm going to think you're right.
Well, wow. Think about what Obama started. Was it Media Matters? Is that what he started?
Yeah, it was.
He started putting out all of these press releases so that none of the reporters had to do their own work. And he was manipulating the press. And Biden continued. This is the same thing. They're manipulating the press. And if you see it in the press, and Nancy Pelosi said this too, on how to manipulate people, if they see it in the press, they'll believe it. So we can't believe what we see on our internet and on our newspapers. You just can't believe what is going on. It has to be people who have the people's interests at heart of who we support.
Exactly. We have the missing kids in Maui pared down from 2,400 to 892, I think. I'm not 100% sure. This is from state official sources, and they lie as well as the mainstream media. And then they said, well, they're not going to have any more updates. Okay. So in other words, you haven't solved the problem. But Sherry, I've got people trying to show me that kids are trapped in tunnels and underground structures. Maybe that's true, but I have no proof of it. And they want me to report this, and they're mad at me because I won't report it. And I'm thinking, show me the proof. I said, what you're showing me could be in Afghanistan for all I know. So I think they're trying to catch us in false stories so people stop listening to us. I had a funny thing happen not too long ago, and I reported on this again yesterday. Governor Green of Hawaii held a Smart Cities conference with state officials yesterday. Now, they didn't call it Smart Cities, but they described every element of a smart city, like bike paths, walkways, all mass transit, no cars, that kind of thing. So typical smart city stuff. Okay. But at the top of the memorandum for the briefing for the meeting that was held on Monday, it said, social media is falsely reporting that we're talking about smart city concepts. And this guy just spoke to the UN a couple of weeks ago, one week before the fire, and then again, months before the fire. He's constantly at the UN. And in the background, you see Agenda 2030 and the United Nations placard. These people just never stop lying. They never stop lying.
I will be happy to prove that one way or the other. Our computer programs have been proven out. We can tell who's lying, who's withholding information, who's trying to manipulate you. But before we run out of time, I want to drop another bomb on you.
Okay, let's do it.
One of the things that is in COVID-23 that was also in COVID-19 is something called the frequencies for VMAT2, which they are calling the God gene,
oh.
which controls our ability to bond with our fellow man and have empathy for what's happening to other people. How can humans possibly mistreat children this way and have any kind of consciousness, much less a God consciousness?
Sure.
So they have repeated that in the second vaccine, something called the God gene, which controls the feel good, the bonding chemicals to bond with your children and your neighbors and your fellow man. And look how that's playing out with all of this riots and gunning people down the streets.
Sure.
They don't have that empathy anymore. They don't have the connection. And that's one of the things that people have complained, that they don't feel connected anymore. And it's deliberate. It's not an obscure frequency, but it would be almost impossible to include the same frequency in two different vaccines meant for two different reasons.
Interesting.
So it's deliberate.
So
They're controlling
blocking
us socially.
empathy. Yeah, blocking
Yes.
empathy. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That's really interesting. You know, I'm going to speculate here too. When we have research on this, brain chemistry research, when someone does a random act of kindness for another person, they get a serotonin boost. And serotonin is your feel good, wellness, among other things it does. It's a neurotransmitter, a brain messenger, if you will. And so it's good for your body, good for your mood, when you do nice things for people and don't expect anything in return. But what they also found, too, is the recipient of the random act of kindness also has a serotonin boost. And if you watch it, you also get the serotonin boost. That's why we like movies that, you know, make us tear up and stuff. And so random acts of kindness is good. But what you're saying is this COVID-23 vaccine emits a frequency that will block empathic response and prevent feelings like that from happening. Is that right?
It looks like it, and you can read about it in Dean Hammer's book called The God Gene, and he explains what this is for human interaction and how it does control dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine, energy, how we use our responses to help each other or not. And we certainly have a bunch of bad guys running around out there in mass shootings and looting. Look at all these stores that are closing down because people have just looted them out of business. Our parents didn't teach us that. I mean, we're a generation older, but we were taught to respect what's in the store and what belongs to others. That's gone. And I think I'm going to make a big statement here. I think somebody is stating or trying to push the idea that humans are obsolete. They have to eat, they sleep, they get tired, they poop. You know, and they have to be attended to. So let's get rid of the humans and let's have a population of robots that we control and we don't have to climate control.
No, I could not agree with you more. The depopulation element is certainly there. I mean, I just did a presentation to the Tea Party and part of the presentation was about attempts to depopulate by controlling the food supply. Basically, they're trying to eliminate private farming, nitrate, methane. So you got to kill your cows. You can't raise as many crops. And so that makes farmers go bankrupt. And the government becomes the only purveyor of food because the banks under government control with the Federal Reserve comes in and takes over in that instance. So, Sherry, I totally agree with what you're saying. That's the God gene thing is really an interesting concept to me. I first heard about research on this in 2008, where they were trying to electrically stimulate part of the brain to shut off the God gene, as they were saying. And that was actually published quite widely 15 years ago. Wow, that's just amazing. That is a bombshell.
2 years ago.
Let's just say this. Thousands of people, we don't know how many, 2 to 6,000 people are dead from Lahaina. It's a mass murder. And so how do you keep people from being enraged and then just feeling absolutely horrible? And there you go. There you go, Sherry. That explains a lot.
Empathy. 2 years ago, we predicted on this show that the Biden administration and that ilk wanted civil war, and that they were going to do everything that they could to possibly pit people against each other and cause chaos in a civil war. How better to do it than have people fight over food and land?
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. And we have a drill coming up on October 4th. Where the government's going to take over every electronic device they can, from radios to TV to laptops to your cell phone. And they're not telling us what the drill's for. It's what they're not telling you that concerns me. And so you just have to wonder, are they going to use this to emit frequencies? There's a lot of doctors talking about this with interaction effects from the vaccines with the spike protein and what can happen from that. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't have the medical expertise to evaluate, but I will tell you this. I do know about frequencies can affect mental health. That's in my ballpark. And I would say absolutely can happen. And you just wonder if they're not going to do something with these frequencies on October 4th and this national drill that they're going to do at 2 p.m. Eastern, October 4th.
Can we just turn off everything?
Well, I've got some plans I'm going to do. I'm not going to be near my devices. Okay, I'm not going to be near them. Let me tell you, if the doctors are right, like Dr. Anna, if she's right, that you can have your immune system compromised by a frequency that interacts with injected people, okay, from the vaccine. But also what she said is interesting. You don't have to have been injected. We know now because of the shedding effect, you'll carry those side effects with you temporarily. They'll reside within some people. So I don't know if this is true. I don't know if this is science fiction stuff. Dr. Anna is highly credible, and she's not the only one saying this. The frontline doctors group that was in existence at one time are saying exactly the same thing. So I don't know. Some people think it's a backdoor into all your electronic devices so they can spy on you, like Macron's going to do in France. He announced that last week. It could be one of them, none of them, all the above. But Sherry, let's put it this way. Would you agree with me? These people are up to absolute no good.
There's not a word bad enough to describe what they are really doing and how out of touch they are with the needs of the people. I'd like to give two sets of frequencies for people and have okay. them protect themselves.
Okay, let's
if
do it.
If they're being attacked through their immune system, 30 cycles per second is a nuclear factor beta, which protects your immune system. And there's also another one. It's going to be in a range from 1589 to 16 cycles per second. That is white light. And it's also galactin 3, which is a biochemical that the body puts out to protect itself from trauma. So if they want to find a generator, 1589 to 16 is all shades of white light and on into pink and red.
Can your equipment, a sound health portal, can that imitate that as well?
Well, there's no equipment there, but if they want to go to soundhealthoptions.com, and we have a tab, Corona Corner, the Corona tab, and there is an article there, and in the title is the word tenets, T-E-N-E-T-S, and it will give you the link for a generator.
Okay.
I just can't
remember.
That sounds
really good.
Right now. But we want to help people help themselves, and we're doing everything we can to make that happen.
Well, you're to be commended for doing this, and we wish you all the best with PayPal. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't take a lot of positions here, but with what you've heard from Bob Griswold and what you've heard from Sherry and what I've told you from someone else's experience, I think you really got to question whether or not you want to continue to do business with PayPal. We emptied our account, Sherry. We're not going to do business with them for this reason. And ladies and gentlemen, I would say that too. We wish you luck with the bank. We'll check back in with you because we want to do some analysis of the Hawaii figures. So hopefully we'll have some good news on your battle with your bank and PayPal before we have you back. Sherry, we're out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming on, and I look forward to having you back on.